As Highway 93 runs through Arlee, it passes by the Hanging Art Gallery.
Everything we sell, all the paintings and books and jewelry, they're all crafted by people from this area.
Donna Mollica there, she's a co-owner. It's a cafe, too, and it's actually been pretty busy today. She says because the sun's shining.
This time of the year, your customer base varies with the degree of light.
She's needing all the sunny days she can get. Back in 2009, the state split Highway 93 from a single two-lane road into two wider north and southbound roads. The southbound lanes now totally bypass her business, and she says since then, it's cut her income about in half.
If I'm lucky, I made $9,500 last year.
The 61-year-old Mollica has not had health insurance for years, but she makes just enough to where the Affordable Care Act will not help her. Executive Director of Montana Women Vote, Sarah Howell, explains it like this. If you make more than $11,400 a year, then the Affordable Care Act can give you some pretty substantial subsidies for health insurance.
Sometimes 95% subsidized on the insurance marketplace.
If you make less than $11,400, but too much to qualify for Medicaid as it stands now, like art gallery owner Donna Mollica, she falls into what Sarah Howell calls the coverage gap.
There's no option for those folks.
I'm furious that the state of Montana didn't expand Medicaid, and not especially because of my own situation.
Mollica would have been covered if Medicaid expansion would have passed. She counts herself as lucky. She's in good health right now.
There are so many people in this state that are in dire need of that assistance.
A report from the Kaiser Family Foundation says about 40,000 Montanans fall into that gap like Mollica.
It's not the state government's role to just provide health insurance to everybody.
Stevensville Republican Senator Fred Thomas, he voted against expanding Medicaid. The federal government would be paying almost the full cost of expansion for the first couple years, but Thomas worries the share the state could pay after that may eventually be a lot more as the federal government looks to shrink its budget.
And so a better approach is to go in and reform Medicaid so you make it as good a program as you can, as it currently is. Make it a great program that's delivering better for the people that are in it, and it costs less money, better health care outcomes.
He says only then should the state have any discussions on expanding the program. It's a discussion the state legislature will surely pick back up in 2015. Until then, Donna Mollica with the Hanging Art Gallery in Arlee will continue to pay for her health care out of her already strained pocket. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.